pound coffee and pouring it, that makes an instant cup. Now, of course, they used to have it different, you know, old ground coffee, you know. We used to have a coffee mill and all that stuff. You know, all that played out.
Yeah. What kind of pot did they have to make it in?
Well, they had a coffee pot. You know, just had a spout to it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Serve it and then set it back on the stove on the burner and take it and warm it up, you know.
Uh-huh.
Not like do these restaurants, eh?
Yeah.
Warming them up for you.
Yep.
What kind of coffee? You like instant coffee?
I don't like instant too much.
I drink Maxwell House instant.
I got one of those drip kind of coffee pots, you know.
I got one that we use every year.
Now, I got some. I got a little, you know, you're talking about the coffee mill. I got a little electric grinder. You can buy the beans at the store and put them in there and grind them up fresh.
You had to parch them first, don't you? You bought them ready parched.
They parch them for you, yeah.
Mother used to buy it. We called it in the bean, the green coffee. I remember all that. And then you had to parch it in a pan in your oven and stir it, and then you put it up there in your coffee mill and grind it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you, you can smell that thing a quarter mile. You know, it had aroma in it.
Uh-huh.
It was good.
Strong
coffee.
Strong.
Pure coffee, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about different fruits? Do you ever grow any peaches?
Used to, but they kind of played out in this country. I don't know. They won't bear, but just a year or two, then the tree will die.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's right. Now, you take further up north in Georgia, you know, down in Fort Valley, Macon, that high country up there, a peach grows mostly where there's iron in the soil. That's where there's clay and rock, you know, further up.
Uh-huh.
Around Macon, that's a peach. Uh-huh. In Fort Valley, that's peach country.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, over in South Carolina, over there.
They grow a lot there.
Over in Spartanburg County, they grow more in that county. It's a large county. See, not but 46 counties in South Carolina. You got 159. Yeah, but South Carolina's almost same area, you might say, square mile. And they make more in Spartanburg County, more peaches, yet this year they call the Peach State.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
They grow lots of peaches in South Carolina. Right.
Uh-huh, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard that.
Just like watermelons over there. There's certain sections, Hampton, right there, about 6 miles where I was born at, they grow lots of watermelons in there. Hampton County and Allendale County.
Yeah.
Barnwell County, all them, and they grow watermelons.
Hmm. Did you ever grow the kind of peaches? I don't guess you can even buy them anymore. I don't think I've ever seen them. They break open, and the inside will just come out.
Yeah. Well, I used to have some of those kind, you know. They were called Albertas, you know, Sneeds and Pride of Georgia. We had all kinds. And I lived out here on the farm. I bought me first year I was married. A fella came through selling Peach Street and I bought a dozen from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought for $5 then for a dozen. And they pretty good. And now I know in about 2 years they went to bearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was about five or six different varieties. I got a dozen, so I got two of each kind. So I remember one was a Pride of Georgia, and one was a Alberta, and one was we had one, it was a Sneed or something like that. And we had the